ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: سقيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من زمزم فشرب وهو قائم، متفق عليه. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يتنفس في الإناء أو ينفخ فيها، رواه الترمذي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دول شيخ الله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith: ألا إن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ألا إن خير الكلام كلام الله. The best of the commandments is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best speech, the best kalam is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best tariqah, the best style of living is in following Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best model for any human being is none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We live in a time where technology is at its peak. A sophisticated world, modern world. We get excited when we look at some new inventions, mobile phones, computers, new cars, new items in the market. But the greatest technology, wallahi lazim, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the greatest technology. No technology in the world can surpass the pattern, the sunan, the tradition, the af'al, the aqwal of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing in the world can make muqabla of one miswaq. Technology is only until this dunya. When you die, nothing is with you. Your air condition will not come with you inside the grave. The beautiful, Allahu Akbar, the lamps, chandeliers, the lighting, that won't come with us in the qabr. Technology is only until we are in this world. And I'm not saying it's haram, no. Allahu Akbar, if Allah has given you something, use it in its proper way. Just an example. In the Islamic terminology, there is a sophisticated meaning to it: technology, advancement, progression, modernism. Jis dunya mein hum rehte hain, Urdu mein usko kehte hain tarakki yafta zamana. Tarakki yafta zamana. In the time that we live in, everything is absolutely modern. Islamically, modernism, advancement, there's another meaning to it. In Islam, technology means something that will benefit you in this world and also in the hereafter. That is the greatest technology. Any technology that benefits you in this world and not in the hereafter, then that is just dunya. That is labeled with dunya. Khatam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His own fatwa, subhanallah, His own verdict in the Quran. Anyone who dies in the condition of kufr, whether he is a Hindu, whether he is a Sikh, whether he is a Jew, Christian, atheist, anyone who does not follow the tarteeb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, even if he is a Muslim, 50%, only Allah will judge him by his iman. That does he fit the category of being a kamil mu'min or not, that is up to Allah. In this world, maybe he might be buried in the Muslim cemetery. But what happens to him, even if the imam has done salatul janaza, that is only in dunya. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will judge every individual according to his iman. Subhanallah al-Azim. And if anyone dies in the condition of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِن نَصِيبٍ. In the hereafter is nothing for them. Nothing. In fact, in this world, everyone fears death. Everyone fears death. Except for the believers. Because for the believers, death is tuhfa. Al-mawtu jasrun yusilu al-habib ila al-habib. Maut is tuhfa, hadiya. That you go to your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala was breathing his last, and the wife was sitting next to him, started to cry. Hazrat Bilal opened his eye and he said to the wife, why are you crying? Ye rona kaisa? What is it? Tears are coming out from your eyes. You should be happy that tomorrow I am going to be with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the iman, you know, this was the taqwa, that people could see the reality, people know, and something happens to the iman that they understand, they know that alhamdulillah, the iman becomes so toss, so strong, that they can sense the reality. And that power is given to the people who believe. And in the hereafter, in this world everyone fears death, but in the hereafter, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, will pray for death. The death they feared the most. They feared the most. But in the hereafter, they will call out that give us death. Maut aa jaye, baat khatam ho jaye. Maut aa jaye, baat khatam ho jaye. No. لا تدعو اليوم صبورا وادعو صبورا كثيرا. Don't ask for one death here. There is no one death for you. You die and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recycles you. Hamare yahan system hoti hai na, recycling ki. And the British, shockingly, compared to the other European countries, we are well behind. So we should be doing the recycling. Alhamdulillah, that is good. No problem with that. But that recycling in the hereafter is a worse one. That will be in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So as Muslims, we have this power that we don't hold dual nationality, but certainly this dual connection we Muslims have only. This connection with this world and in the hereafter. Nobody has that. Ahle kufr, if they die in the halat of kufr, their connection is only till dunya. But in the hereafter, nothing. And for Muslims, anywhere in the world, dual connection, this dunya and also in the hereafter. That is why the dua is taught to us in the Quran. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. So we cannot forget dunya. We have to live in this world. We have to take control of the economy. We have to educate ourselves. We have to be masters. We should have the greatest scholars. We should have great scholars in every department. Very, very important. So, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Allah give us khair, hasana in this world. And then straight away, wafil akhirati. Also in the hereafter. Because we are the only, we the believers, we only have that power that we are connected with dunya and the hereafter. And that is technology. That is the greatest technology. In the Arabic language, technology, one word that comes to my mind is sabiqu. That is in the Quran, in Surah Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. What is technology? What is advancement? What is progression? Aadmi tarakki yafta ban jaye. And in the Arabic language, sabaqa means sabqat karna, ek dusre se aage barna. And Allah is saying, Sabiqu, race with one another. Race with your fellow Muslims. Race with everyone in this world. Be competitive with everyone around you. In what? Ila maghfiratin, in seeking maghfirat of Allah. That is technology. Do actions that qualify you for the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah forgive you. Let Allah forgive you. And Allah is bainiyaz. That prostitute gave water in the hadith to a dog. A prostitute gave water to a dog. And in the hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I saw her in Jannah. It's entirely up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any action, we have to be competitive. We have to make sure. Maybe if we do that, inshallah, Allah will be razi with us. Let us do that, Allah will be razi with us. And surely that one amal will suffice for us. Wa jannatin, and Allah is saying, race towards the jannat. Wa jannatin arduha ka'ardi samai wal ard. The jannat, the width of it is the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, prepared for those people who believe in Allah and in His messengers. When I say in His messengers, don't get me wrong, don't think those people who believe in Jesus Christ or Moses or any other prophets, no. We Muslims are the only nation, only community that takes the angels in the right manner and the right status. Isa alayhi salatu was salam is the mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, those people who were in the time of Isa alayhi salam and they took him as the mighty messenger of Allah, then inshallah they are also jannati. They are the ummati of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. وَعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses iman to whom He wills. Allah gives iman to whom He wills. We have that iman and we have to protect ourselves. Talking on the subject of advancement and progression with this one word, aaj duniya ki koi bhi technology aap le le. Take for an example mobile phone. You can be sitting here in England and talk to someone thousands of miles away. Wireless, no problem. But it is only to the hudud of this dunya, to the boundaries of this dunya. Or until the satellite or wherever. But the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is connected to the doors of Jannah. When you want to talk to someone thousands of miles away, that is fine. But Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam sunnah is connected directly to the gates of Jannah. Every sunnah. That is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati. In the year 2002, at the time, in this time, subhanAllah, after the 11th of September, where the Muslims are bombarded from every corner, every Muslim looks like a terrorist if he has a beard now, or a pagri. And anyone who Allahu Akbar, has a beard and wears a pagri, just today after Maghrib, someone was telling me that some of the taxi drivers were harassed because as they were walking, two, three brothers, and someone at the back said, they said, oh, Usama. What did they say? So constantly, Usama, oh, Mullah Umar. You see, Allahu Akbar. So when the Muslims are bombarded from 24 hours, this is where Huzur alayhi salam is saying, "Inda fasadi ummati," when great tribulation will come towards my ummah, at that time, for a person to cling on to the sunnah, that iman is very, very strong. For the Muslims to have a long beard at that time, for a 17-year-old to wear amama and to go to university with his kurta, that iman, that boy is precious. Even the angels make fakhr. Allahu Akbar. Even Jibreel Amin makes fakhr on that child. That child who goes out in the year 2001 to seek knowledge, even the fishes make dua for him. Subhanallah. The stars make dua for him. Zarra zarra make dua for him. The angels spread out the wings for that person. You know, when a royalty, someone, some of the loom, kya kehte usko, bare bare, wazir, kings, when they come, you have the red carpet for them. The angels spread out their wings. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is the honor, that is the respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, if you make amal on the sunnah at the time of fitna, at the time of fasad, so for a woman to cover her face, subhanallah, and walk in the streets, that is great, great mujahada. Great mujahada. But the reward, Allahu Akbar. Straight away, in this dunya, also in the hereafter. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba sunnati, that person who loves my sunnah, فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي, then he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي, and anyone who loves me, be it a he or a she, كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, guaranteed that person will be with me in Jannah. Kitni bari shan. Isn't that the greatest technology that knocks on the door of Jannah? That is the greatest technology. Every sunnah, my respected brothers, in one hadith, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Salma bin Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator of a hadith, and he says that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person eating with his left hand. Kis ke saath? Baaye haath ke saath khana. Which was very normal in the time before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zamane jahiliyat, the Arabs were, it was pretty normal for them to eat with the left hand. According to the tariq, the historians say that. So he was eating with the left hand. That is why when the child is born, make sure that he grips the pencil with the right hand. Because that's very important. Sometimes if he gets that habit that he's writing with the left hand, he becomes a lefty. I'm saying, yeah, some people can't write with the right. So if you are going to write with the left, I'm not saying it's not jayz. I'm just saying, we have to monitor the children all the time, even when it comes to eating and drinking. So he, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him eat with the left hand. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, eat with your right hand. Out of arrogance, you know, takabbur, pride, even in front of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, like Fir'aun, you know, well, who is Musa to me? Who is Musa to me? Who is Musa? Nothing. He can't even speak well. He was a great magician. It says that for 300 years, sar mein dard nahi hua. Itna bada magician, jadugar. No pain anywhere in the body for 300 years. Most powerful magician. Aur usse barkar hoga dajjal. So, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then, he said that, I haven't got the power to eat with my right hand. Famous hadith. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, and very rare of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam to give baddua instantly to someone. He is rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. He would not give baddua to anyone. But for him to say, whilst eating with the wrong hand, left hand, and the sunnah is the right hand, imagine how valuable that sunnah is. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him baddua. Most sahih hadith recorded in Riyadu Salihin, Bukhari, Muslim. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, then you will never have the power to reach your mouth with the right hand. That baddua took effect straight away. His entire right hand arm became stiff and hard like metal, loha ban gaya. Absolutely paralyzed, no blood functioning in there. He could feel the pain. The ulama say that although Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him baddua, but even this baddua was a mercy for him. What was it? Mercy for him. Why? Because Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam knows that anyone who lies in front of the Prophet, even in the condition of iman, and to show arrogance and pride to Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that makes him the recipient of Jahannam. And if he was to go to Jahannam, is far more worse. That is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam gave him baddua straight away. For his disrespect to Huzur alayhi salam, he is just punished in this world. So even in saying that, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being merciful to him. Ki dunya ke andar uska haath kya ho gaya? Shal ho gaya. Lekin subhanallah al-azim, in the hereafter he will be forgiven if he repents. I won't go into that hadith. But with this one hadith, we understand, the muhaddith say, it is very, very important to take every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seriously. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, was traveling on an air journey, and Mufti Taqi Saab, Buzrugan-e-Deen hote, unki tabiyat aisi hoti hai, ki when they see anything that is against the Sunnah, and the Sunnah being discarded, straight away they would point it out. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Dehalvi Rahmatullah Alayh, great Buzrug, his tabiyat was such that when he came to the masjid, remember I said on a Wednesday that if he prayed one sipara and quarter, that means in India, Ramzan will be of how many days? 30 days. And if he prayed, 29 days. And if he prayed only one para, then it would be 30 days. Sahib-e-Kash Buzrug. Even his brother, Maulana Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi, was a great Buzrug. Shuyukh, all of them. It is said that when Maulana Abdul Qadir Dehalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away, his brother saw in the Qabristan that those qabrs that were being punished because of the janaza of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Rahmatullah Alayhi getting lower down, for 24 hours the azab was lifted from everyone in the Qabristan of Delhi. For 24 hours. This was the piety. So when he came in the masjid, he saw this man, his trousers was well below the ankles. So looked at him and Hazrat felt, he wasn't feeling well. He said, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sunnat, the tabiyat, the nazakat is in there. So straight away he said, young man, I want to talk to you. He said, look at my kurta, have a look. Is my izar very low? Is my izar very low? Lower than my ankles? So straight away that young man understood. And he said, Hazrat, no, your izar is on top. And he made tawbah and istighfar. He said, Hazrat, my izar is very, very low. Mufti Taqi Saab was traveling and he saw this person next to him. And the food is served. It's with, first of all, we sat, the area, unless you're sitting in a first class, I've never had that opportunity to sit in the first class. I even fear traveling now, Khalid, don't take that, huh? Seriously, inshallah, that's not the case. But nowadays, there's a brother telling me, Maulana, I'm going to Hajj on a Sunday, make dua, I get there safely. So, aisa khauf ho gaya hai, aisa khauf. So, you're sitting in the economy class, and the food is served, and fork and knife, you have that, you have to eat with fork and knife. You don't have to, but generally, fork and knife. Ab to fork and knife, pehle to kya hote the, metal ke hote the. Lekin ab to kaise hai, bilkul blunt, if you're recently traveling, it's all plastic, like toys sort of thing. Absolutely nothing would happen. So, the fork and knife is in, Mufti Taqi Saab is sitting. Mufti Taqi Saab is looking at his Muslim brother. And Muslim brother's got, mashallah, the fork in his left hand side, left hand, and the knife in the right hand. And he's munching away, Some of the Saudi Arab planes, when you go to them, when you're traveling and you ask the air hostess, is this halal? Kullu halal. Kul bismillah, kullu halal. Say bismillah and everything is halal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. PIA also is halal? Is halal plane? Do they sell or no? No alcohol, mashallah. Is halal plane. Very few, from the 56 Muslim countries, all these air flights. No business, you see. Tawakkul Allah par nahi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha. Rizq is in my hand. Economy is in the full control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make ikhtiyar of taqwa and Allah will bless you. So Mufti Taqi Saab said to the brother, ki are pyare, why are you making yourself mahroom from the great sunnah of Huzur alayhi salam? Why don't you eat with the right hand? And you know what he said to Mufti Taqi Saab? You Maulvis are an obstacle to the progression and the advancement, and why we Muslim countries are going backwards and the rest of the world is progressing and 10 years ahead of us is because of you Maulvis. Mufti Taqi Saab ko yun keh rahe. Chalo, mujhe keh de, main to waise hi naqis hoon. Lekin aise Buzrugan-e-Deen ko kehna, great people. See, you Maulvis, At the end of the day, everything, goes on the Maulana Bichara. Everything. Mufti Taqi Sahib is saying to him, Allah ke bande, do you call eating with the left hand? Allahu Akbar, just a little sunnah, something small? Okay, it's fine for you to eat with the left hand? This is because of Maulanas like you, and you are the Mufti. Pakistan is so backwards. Inna lillahi wa inna. We should not look at all these things. We should look at the unity. Kya tha? We should look at the unity. See, it's very, very easy to say unity. There is no unity anywhere in the world, my respected brothers. You go to Royal Infirmary and see where the doctors are sitting and see how they chat away. On one subject, if there are 20 doctors, all of the doctors will have 20 different opinions. But see, 20 different opinions. In every society, everywhere, in every department, it's very, very difficult to have 100% unity. Allah Rabbul Alameen hasn't designed us to be like that. So Mufti Taqi Sahib got very, very angry. He said to him, what are you talking about? You have been eating with your left hand. Who have you surpassed? What progress have you done in this world? Straight away, he stayed quiet in front of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib. But this is the condition, Allahu Akbar, and the level of Iman of the Muslims today. Really, wallahi lazim. Sometimes even in restaurants, right, there is a possibility that we can use our hands, but because of pressure in the surroundings, we'll just use the fork and knife or whatever. But if you are going to use the fork and knife, the least one can do is hold the fork in the right hand side. Least. Itna aadmi kar sake. And the knife in the left hand side. So when you are eating the fork, you're taking in the lukma with the right hand. And I did mention to you that even in America the research was done that for those people who eat with their fingers, if you remember, plasma is excreted out from the tip of the fingers, which is not visible but only under the microscope, which is beneficial to the human immune system of the body. So a lot of the people today, even in America, the professional people, they want to eat with their fingers. Eat with their fingers. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said that how many years ago? Subhanallah. That is the most natural way of eating. No metal. You're not tasting metal, fork and knife. Beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that tartib. Lukma. Aap sallallahu alayhi wasalam would eat with three fingers. Subhanallah ilazim. Every sunnah. Even washing the hands before you eat. Aaj aap jayenge, wherever you go, even in the restaurants now, you have the facility of washing rooms and wash your hands and all that. Aap sallallahu, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was a normal procedure. But where the Muslims go wrong, even after washing hands, they use the towel. What do they do? Use the towel. That is wrong again. Don't use the towel. Wash your hands and eat the meal, the food, with your hands wet. That is fine. So the germs die out. I was reading in a kitab, most probably this event took place in Pakistan. A truck driver wanted to have his meal, and you know, in India and Pakistan, mashallah, you just pull over on the side and mashallah, there are restaurants everywhere. No hard shoulder. You just pull over wherever you want. Subhanallah. And it's amazing, you know. And if you go to Saudi Arabia, the shocking thing is that sometimes in other areas, like we have facilities here of toilets, a lot of the times when I have been traveling, I've noticed that when you're traveling at night from Makkah to Medina, Allahu Akbar, we Muslims are supposed to set an example. But when we go there, there is no toilets, no facility, and you see Allahu Akbar on the side roads, just a simple restaurant and no toilet for the musafirin that come. Subhanallah. And you wonder. And when you look at Europe, wherever you go, facility, you know, the toilets are in immaculate condition. Immaculate condition. Mujhe yaad hai when we went for Hajj, and when you go to the toilets in Jeddah, the toilets there, the Muslims, cheap laborers, pick them up from Bangladesh and, you know, pay them nothing. And they're mopping away, Allahu Akbar. And when you are in the toilet, the Muslim brothers come, Haji Saab, kuch dona. Haji Saab, kuch dona. And you are in the city of the prophets. How far is Makkah from Jeddah? Where Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam built the house of Allah, where all the prophets came. You wonder the wealth that Allah has given them. Subhanallah. But no, where is it used? And the minute you come to Heathrow Airport, Subhanallah, you could go to sleep in the toilets. Absolutely clean. In fact, so clean that when the Muslims go and make wuzu in the toilets, they take offense that don't put your feet inside the basin. And it is true. We are not to put our feet in the basin. What for? Nay. They come and it's not there to wash the feet. We are not living in a Muslim country. We have to respect them. Koi aur cheez dekhe, koi aur taqaza dekhe. But everything is absolutely clean. Sahi keh raha ya galat keh raha mere? Are we not supposed to set example? When you look at the scientific teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have taken everything from us. Everything from us. Even the facility, they have the system of spraying, and you see that spray in the toilet, half of the time it's down on the floor. From 7-8 toilets, 3 of them are out of order. Or yahan agar out of order, straight away. In fact, you have the right to complain if it's not clean. Phone here. Subhanallah al-Azim. Kaisi tarteeb unhone aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki tarteeb le li. They have taken it. So talking about that driver, that no hard shoulder, and he parked his truck on the side and he says, Haji, khana chahiye, ye chahiye, Allahu Akbar. Wo bhi ek ajeeb life hai. He's there sitting away and he's washed his hands, the driver, and he was about to eat. But then, taqdeer, you can't overpower taqdeer and you can't fight with fate. And he remembered that, no, I want to check out the truck wheels. Something is wrong. So he went, he didn't eat, he stood up, he went and he looked at the wheels, the front wheel, and he touched the wheel, one finger. What did he do? And looked at it. And after that he went back. Without washing hands, he started to eat food. After food, Allah kare usne dua to pari ho. Alhamdulillahi lazi. Bolo na. Alhamdulillahi lazi. At'amana wa sakana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. That is the dua we should read. And he died. He fainted, collapsed. Aur usi mein kya ho? और रेस्टोरेंट के मालिक को तो घबराहट हुई होगी, हमारा खाना खाया और रवाना हो गया. But luckily, that item was served to a lot of people, you know, and nobody died except for this one person. And our brothers came and what investigation? How did he die? Because यहाँ तो postmortem सीधा, अल्लाह माफ करे. Even dying here is, you know, it's so bad. You know, some of the cases that you see. I remember when we were in Portugal, one brother came from Jamaat from Spain. Where did he come? Incredible person. Nek. Allah wala. He left his family there. He came to do Nusrat of the Pakistani Jamaat that was there. From Spain he comes to make Nusrat of the Pakistani Jamaat. And he came me, he met me. Everything is fine. We prayed our Maghrib Salat. Very, very good akhlaq, very good person, mashallah. The Jamaat Sathi are generally very good. So, he phoned one of the brothers there and he said, I want to go from one mosque to another mosque. Sitting in the car, puts on his seat belt and he's traveling and the driver of the brother is talking to him and all he does is this. No response. Kuch nahi. Up in Portugal, ek din hua, comes from Spain. And he just moved, tilted his head down. And the driver noticed that something is wrong, parked the car, and looked at him, checked him, and he expired. Allahu Akbar. And they did a post-mortem. And I was present when they were making ghusl. And I had that opportunity for the first time to see how a after the post-mortem, you should, Allahu Akbar, the post-mortem is tarike se kiya tha, that even making ghusl, we could see the blood oozing out from the cuts that were there. Even the stitching was not done properly. Is tarike se like, buchri mein nahi, gosht ko kaat kasai ki tarah. And Musliman or Muslim to kaun dekhne wala hai? Who is there to check? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from post-mortem. We die in the condition of Iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the qabr jannat for us. We go in one piece, we came in one piece, we go in one piece. So after investigation, they found out, there are a lot of snakes also in Pakistan cutting through. The truck driver actually crushed a snake that was crossing the road or whatever. And that snake died and the poison and the blood of that snake was on the wheel. And apparently he touched that poisonous part of it, but not realizing the isme to kya hai, zehre kunsi. Now he took that and he ate his food with that poison mixed in the food, and he died because of that poison. Now if he made amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is death. Lekin bahut mumkin tha ke wo bach bhi jata. This is the barakat of washing the hands. That is the greatest technology that brings you closer to Hazrat Nabi Kareem on what has been said. I don't want to take much of your time. Just one hadith, a few hadith here, inshallah, quick translation. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from breathing into the drinking vessel or blowing onto it. Why? Because when you inhale, it's oxygen. When you exhale, it's carbon dioxide, and that's got germs in it. So if you're going to blow it, anything, there's going to be germs. So subhanallah, and this is a scientific explanation to us given by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only now they realize that. Talking on the subject of can we eat standing up or drink standing up, absolutely no when it comes to eating food, solid food, the food that we eat in the afternoon and in the evening, or two times a day or three times a day, that meal we have to sit down and eat. That is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some of the restaurants we have the buffet system, isn't it? You just pick and choose and you stand up and eat. This is all the tarteeb of the fusaq and fujjar. Muslims should not eat like that. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was questioned, fal aklu, how is it to eat standing up? And he said, zalika asharru aw akhbas, eating standing is the worst act or more detestable. And drinking water standing up, a hadith narrated here by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, la yashrabanna ahadun minkum kaiman, faman nasiya falyastaqi. None of you should drink standing, and if anyone forgets, he must vomit it out. So, well, before we go into the noises, what I'm saying is that the ulama have said that there is gunjaish for someone to stand up and drink if he is finding it difficult to sit down. But generally the tabi'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the real sunnah was that food and water, he would always take that in whilst in the sitting posture. Talking about Zamzam water, alhamdulillah, there is no problem if someone stands up. And in our society today, we tend to stand up. Why? There is a hadith. Hazrat Ibn Abbas said that, سَكَيْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ زَمْزَمَ فَشَرِبَ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ. یہ جو الفاظ میں آپ کے سامنے دورا رہا ہوں حدیث کے, these are great blessings. This is asal dars. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the words uttered by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So listening to it is also barakah. Hazrat Ibn Abbas says, I served the Messenger of Allah Zamzam water and he drank it whilst he was standing. Another hadith that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Nazar ibn Samara says that I saw Hazrat Ali arrive at Babu al-Rahma, some people say that is in Kufa, and he drank Zamzam standing up, and he said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this. But the ulama say that for someone to take the standing up in drinking Zamzam water to be an obligation or very, very important, that is wrong. It is not farz. So at times if someone is sitting and drinking Zamzam water, that is also jais. There is no problem with that. So you can sit, but if someone wants to stand up, alhamdulillah. But we should not, it's not about jais and najais. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink zamzam water standing up, and there is also evidence that he sat down and drank zamzam water. And there is also evidence that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam on some occasions, this one hadith, on some occasions stood up and he drank water. Like the case here, the narrator of the hadith is Hazrat Umme Thabit, Qabasha bint Thabit. She is the daughter of Hazrat Thabit and the sister of Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit is who? The sha'ir of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit's wife, her name was Hazrat Shireen. And Hazrat Shireen was the sister of Hazrat Maria Qibtiya. And Hazrat Maria Qibtiya was the wife of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the wife of Huzur alayhi salam and the wife of Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit were sisters. Kya rishta tha? Hazrat Hassan ki biwi ka naam Shireen, and Hazrat Egyptian also. And the wife of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was Hazrat Maria Qibtiya. She was also an Egyptian. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her later on, and she is the mother of Hazrat Ibrahim. So Hazrat Umme Thabit is the narrator. She says, Dakhala alayya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me and drank water from a hanging water skin whilst he was in a standing posture. So I stood up and cut off the mouthpiece where Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam put his auspicious lips. Skin tha leather ka chamre ka, and Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. It was like that, hanging on the wall, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam drank from it, showing the ummat that under some circumstances it is also jais to stand up. It is not farz only that you have to sit, but if you have to, you can stand up, and that is jais. You can even eat something that is dry, for an example, khajur or nuts or some biscuits whilst you are walking. You don't have to sit down. That is also sabit. Something dry. But a meal, a proper meal should be taken in, consumed whilst you are sitting down. That is the sunnah. Subhanallah. And this was the love the sahabiyat had. Andaza kare, that leather skin, uska upar ka hissa, she cut it out and she kept it. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave him some dirham. He never spent the dirham. He kept it all his life. He made wasiyat to his children that this is the dinar that Huzur alayhi salam gave me. Keep it. For generations those dirhams were in his family. Yeah? Four generations. And somehow later on the dirhams were lost. One sahabiya lady, she had the hair of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. She put the hair inside this vessel and filled it up with water. And anyone who got sick in her tribe, they would come to her. She was like a physician. Huh? Oh, aati. And she said, what's the problem with you? See, I've got this headache, I've got stomachache, this, that. And if death was not in the muqaddar of that patient, she would just take out one drop of pain. Subhanallah. Allah Akbar. That was the iman. And Hazrat Abu Mahzura, Muazzin of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the love was incredible, you know. Hazrat Abu Mahzura radiallahu ta'ala, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar, come here. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with great love, just touched him on the head. It is said for his entire life, he never shaved that part of the head where Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auspicious hands touched. And he would make fakhr, he would say to the companions, come here, ow, ow. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke haath mubarak ki haan lage. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke haath mubarak, Allahu Akbar, what aashik. The love they had. Do you think any money could buy them, any dollars? Do you think? No dollars could buy them. Nothing in the world could purchase them. Why? They were purchased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has bought the mu'min already. Why? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ For him is jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we make amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله اس مجلس میں اس محفل میں جو لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے یا اللہ ان کی جو پریشانی ہو یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو حضور علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کے الفاظ کی برکات سے یا اللہ دور فرما یا اللہ جو بیمار ہو ان کو شفا دے گھر کے اندر جو عورتیں مستورات سننے والے ہیں یا اللہ ان کی جائز تمنا کو پوری فرما مسلمان جو پریشان حال ہے یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو تو دور فرما جو مقروض ہے یا اللہ جو قرض میں دبے ہوئے یا اللہ غیب سے تو ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما تمام مساجدوں کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما مدارس و مکاتب کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما مسلمان کی عزت و آبرو کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما جوان نسل مسلمان کی یا اللہ اس ملک میں جو رہ رہی ہے کالج اور یونیورسٹی کے اندر جا رہی ہے یا اللہ ان کی تو حفاظت فرما مسلمان کو زنا سے بچا مسلمان کو شراب سے بچا مسلمان کو یا اللہ تمام گناہوں سے بچا یا اللہ یہ ڈرگز کی بیماری عام ہو رہی ہے یا اللہ اس گناہ سے بھی بچا یا اللہ جو بھی بیماری ہے جو بھی فحاشی ہے یا اللہ ہمارے اندر شرم و حیا آ جائے یا اللہ ہمارے اندر شرم و حیا آ جائے یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہم بے سہارا ہے یا اللہ کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے یا اللہ کسی کے اوپر ہم بھروسہ نہیں کر سکتے ہمارا پورا بھروسہ یا اللہ تیری ذات کے اوپر ہے یا اللہ تو نے خود قرآن کریم میں فرمایا ہے ومن یتوکل علی اللہ حسب جس نے اللہ پر بھروسہ کیا اللہ اس کے لیے کافی ہے یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے یا اللہ تو ہمارے گناہ کو مت دیکھ یا اللہ بولنے والا زیادہ گنہگار ہے یا اللہ اللہ ہمارے تمام کے گناہوں کو یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے جو لوگ حج کے لیے جا رہے یا اللہ ان کے حج کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کے حج کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کے حج کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جس کی جو تمنا ہو یا اللہ اس کی تمنا کو یا اللہ تو پوری فرما سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.